We're joined now by Sam Boosfield. Did I get that anywhere near right?
Boosfield. It's Boosfield. Very good.
Well, like, okay, just think speakers.
Yeah.
There you go.
In the backyard. Oh, anyway. And you're from Samson Corporation, and you're developing something that really looks like something James Bond would be interested in.
Yeah, it's a car that drives and flies, a vehicle that drives and flies. You drive it to the airport, swing the wings out, fly off, land it somewhere else, swing the wings back in, and keep going.
Now, I'm going to use one of your talking points. Why flying cars? That's a concept that has resurfaced so many times.
I know.
It just won't go away. What's the attraction?
Well, I think it is because that's what people have in their mind of the future. If you think of the future like, any of the Star Wars, Star Trek, anything that talks about the future, that's what people think. They think, you know, people will be flying and, you know, their travel will be up in the air. So.
Well, I don't know. I've driven through New Jersey. I'm not sure I want them having the third axis.
Definitely.
Oh, sorry, guys. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's an unusual configuration in that the wings flip out like a switchblade, as hence the name.
Right.
And you've got what looks like the front spoilers off Luke Skywalker's little cycle that he used in the
speeders.
Movie. Yeah, the speeders.
The speeders.
On the back.
Yes. A very unusual tail. Actually, when the engineers were looking at that to do the engineering work, hard engineering work on it, they had to go to CFD, computational fluid dynamics, to actually design that because of the shape. It just didn't match up with anything that they could compare to. But it was changed very slightly, actually, from original design. I was really surprised. I thought they'd throw it away and start over again. But the engineers did their work and came back saying, well, with a minor tweak, it worked pretty well.
Okay, now, I heard you talking that you have a quarter-scale model that you're working on flying.
Yeah, quarter-scale prototype is in test phase right now. We're in about 5 hours worth of testing and looking to do some more. We brought it here in our booth at Hangar D.
Okay, pusher engine, piston engine, propeller-driven?
Yes, piston, propeller, pusher. That is what it is. It's a ducted fan, and it's an unusual one because it's a bifurcated duct. Two-sided. So it has two inlets coming in that join up, and that was the biggest unknown, I'll say, of the whole thing. But our quarter-scale testing proved it out that we did a pretty good job on it. So that part we're really, really satisfied with.
Yeah, I guess what you really want is good laminar flow through that duct before it gets
to
the propeller.
Now, when you're talking a quarter-scale prototype here, are you talking a wind tunnel model or a radio control version?
It's a radio control, so it is something that an operator is flying it and doing the test program, very similar to a regular test program. You're short hops and keep going until you see you got control, then take it up and do pattern work.
Do you have any kind of telemetry system on board the quarter scale?
It does have a sensing system that records, and then we can download afterwards for G-force and other things. It's not really like you'd have for a large scale aircraft, but it's got suitable for a small scale.
A black box on board an RC model.
More or less.
That's a good idea, actually.
More or less. Do you have plans of taking it to a wind tunnel for a more detailed examination, if you want to call it that?
Yeah, we would do a separate wind tunnel model for that. And we have that lining up with Georgia Tech Research Institute to be able to do that. We're working with them on an advanced wing that would allow a very short takeoff. So we're doing this one now, working on an advanced wing for the future.
So you're saying like, you know, 3-4 car lengths when I get stuck in traffic, I just pop them out and go?
Yeah, just pretty much. that's our big question. Usually people ask, if you're running down the freeway and you cops are on your tail, can you swing the wings out and escape? And I always tell them no, unless you're James Bond and the license plate reads 007.
The wing folding mechanism, is it a manual mechanism? You have to get out and like pull the wing forward and lock it? Or
That's the manual option is standard, and then there's an automatic option if you want the push button and have the extension be done that way. As a walk around in the pilot operating handbook, it's going to tell you anyway to get out and look and make sure all the surfaces are locked in place.
Right, and they're easy to tell pins or something?
Yeah, a little indicator pin pops up when it's all clear.
Interesting point here. I'm looking at the specifications here. This is a three-wheeled vehicle.
Right.
That would make it more similar to a motorcycle, wouldn't it?
Yes. Federlitz class is a motorcycle, and it's close to an aircraft. I mean, the aircraft have three wheels. This is what we incorporated into this design because it's mostly designed as an aircraft, although the ground action of it is almost sports car in performance. As a matter of fact, it outperformed a Jaguar XK8 in ground testing. So,
so you have a full-size ground mock-up.
Yeah.
It is powered by the same engine on the ground as it is in the air?
Yes, one engine for both. Splits it down to the wheels for the ground, up to the prop for the air.
Can we drift it?
It's designed to drift before it'll overturn. That's the big thing with the three-wheeler. There's this fear of, it'll overturn in the corners. So you have to design it in a certain way to mitigate that, and we designed it with that CG low into the rear so that it will, and it's really a screamer in the turns.
You've got some interesting options on this thing here. A snowbird option, Aurora option, and Trek option.
Right.
What are these all about?
Yeah, the snowbird was cool because we had a lot of people interested who were wanting to get up to Vail or some of the ski resorts or whatnot. And there's usually an airport very close by, and it's a long drive from some of the places where they come from. So this way it gets the skiers up there really quickly. And for that version, it's pretty easy. You swing the wings out. You have this ski rack on the top, up to the airport, swing the wings out. When you do, the area where the wings are is now void. You can take your skis off the rack. They slide into a little slot in there, and they hang in the belly. And so when you're going 200 miles an hour, they don't peel off and disappear on you.
Yeah, that'd be pretty annoying.
Bummer.
So it would really be bad with a kayak.
Well, I was going to say the one thing you don't want to do is have the skis go through the control surfaces on the tail.
Yes, that would be a bad day.
That'd be a very bad day. So that's the Snowbird. Now, the Trek option, what is this all about? This looks
comes with a bicycle strap to it. I don't know.
The Trek was there because we realized there's probably a pretty good market for people that live in areas like Australia where there's a lot of distance between places, and same with Texas. They're hot, dry. We were in South Africa a year ago, and it's the same down there. Really hot, really dry, and a long distance in between, and we felt there was a pretty good market. Talking with people seemed like that way, but it takes a look at that kind of terrain, that kind of flying, and so we have some options in there just for that. Larger radiators, upgraded AC system, so it's a little bit can handle the extra heat, and a little bit stiffening up of the landing gear, so it's got more travel and it's a bit tougher.
So if you're planning to fly off unimproved fields.
Correct.
Literally.
Right.
Okay. What engine are you using in this?
Well, it's an experimental class aircraft, so we had to design around a series of engines because we don't know, who's going to put what in where. But we like, you can always put in an O320 if you use the lightened accessory package or for that version, it'll get in and meet weight balance. We're testing with the Suzuki Hayabusa, and that's because we want to use low lead fuel, automobile fuel, and use that. You'll be able to drive it downtown, so you might as well use that to save on gas. We're also developing an engine specifically for the vehicle through Coates International in Newark, New Jersey, and it's a 4-cylinder inline liquid cooled again. But, of course, completely as an aircraft engine.
Right. All aluminum, magnesium, blah, blah, woof, woof.
Yes. For anything that flies and drives, weight is king, like an aircraft.
Right. What size tires has this thing got under it?
That's a 14-inch wheel, 22-inch diameter tire.
Okay.
Big size thing, so unimproved fields, no problem.
Okay. At this point, you've got a quarter-scale version flying.
Yes.
What's your projected time for a full scale?
We're just narrowing down on the financing for that. Hopefully we'll have that this week, and it'll be an 8-month roughly timeline from where we are to first flight for our prototype.
Okay. How do I find out more?
Website, www.samsonsky.com, SAMSONSky.com is a good way to go, and from there you can follow links.
And how about here on the field?
On the field, Hangar D, 4051, the booth number.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for joining us, sir.
Yeah,
it's a really cool-looking machine, and who knows what will happen. Maybe we'll get one.
Well, good deal. I'll make sure you get a nice colored one.
Yeah. I want the Hello Kitty edition.
Okay, you got it.
All right, this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.